Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens are 1-3, and Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Suns reporting that Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks, so that means he could be out for the next two games, and they have the bye week. So how are we feeling about the Ravens? 410-583-1057. Start with Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Sad to hear
Lamar going to be out, man, but I'm confident in the Cooper Rush.
Ex-Cowboy.
Yeah, I seen him firsthand, man. You know, when he had to come in for Dak, he won us a few games, man. Went 9-5. So if we don't just expect too much of him, you know, just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, like you said, 20, 25 times. I want to see Keaton Mitchell get called up too, man. You need Keaton Mitchell up in that running game. And then you got big targets at receiver, man. We got Zay Flowers, Andrews.
Bateman.
We just picked up
Bateman. D-Hop.
And another guy, D-Hop. There we go. Yes, man.
You
we
couldn't
got
get
weapons.
Bateman
got
going
weapons.
With Lamar.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting him going with this offensive line and Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think that's got decoy written all over.
Yeah, that's good.
And if Cooper Rush does throw to him on a 7-step drop, it's probably going to get picked off.
Donnie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing? Calling to want to talk about the goal line offense while we always in the shotgun as Monk. You know, thought of any other plays? Does Lamar prefer to be in a shotgun? Does Henry prefer to be in a shotgun? But why are we always running in the shotgun on the goal line? If you guys could touch in on that.
Appreciate it.
I don't think it's Henry because he never did it until he got here. Like, did it less than any full-time running back his entire time in Tennessee. So, I wouldn't think Monk would lean into something that heavily that Lamar wasn't comfortable with. I think you're trying to put him in positions where maybe it's going to be easier for him to spread the field horizontally if things do break down. And I think maybe that's also, perhaps we've seen that more because there is no Pat Ricard. And because when they tried it with the jumbo offensive linemen, they looked like they didn't know what sport they were playing.
Yeah. Short yardage situations, the Ravens have struggled this year. And I think not having Patrick Ricard is a big reason for that. But they've also been bad in the red zone. We talked about that yesterday, Jason. They're 19th in red zone offense after being far and away number one in football last year.
Tim's in Delaware. Tim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks so much for taking my call. Number one, I just want to say that, you know, this issue, I think, is much bigger than Harbaugh. You know, I lay a lot of the fault of this at the feet of Eric DaCosta.
Me too, brother.
Oh, you're speaking Jason.
I'm telling you, I think the fact is that, you know, you can only cook the meal with the ingredients that you have. And I think the fact is he missed the boat in the off season without – looking at the free agency a lot differently with the defense. And, you know, and I think, personally, I would fire his ass yesterday and bring Ozzie back up if Ozzie would take the job.
I don't think Ozzie's coming back.
Ozzie's not going to take the job back, but I'm telling you, I really think the fact is that Eric is really at fault in a lot of this stuff. And with that, I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
What did you think of his sunglasses a couple weeks back, though? We'll always have that. We'll always have that. Taking a victory lap in week three before your team gets crushed. You were all over Nashville TV. You looked awesome. He looked great. His stylist might get the game ball of the year.
Appreciate the call. By the way, Jason,
I think he toned it down a little bit in Arrowhead. Smart move.
Well, they don't win there. To your point, you brought up in the offseason about their historic injury luck, especially last year, and that it was bound to turn. Now, nobody could have called this, but you have to prepare for injuries, and they did not do a great job of that.
Ronnie Stanley having an ankle injury, nobody could have called that. Yeah. I think everybody would have called that. I think Ronnie would have called it. He's written about it. He's spoken at length about what it took for him to save his career. So, like, you thought Nope Boom was good enough. You lose McCarrie, you go with Nope Boom. Like, is that a shot? Nate Wiggins being asked in run support, getting blown up and carted off, is that – he's 165 pounds. Like, no. I mean, that's part of the reason you were able to get him where you got him. Like, I can't say that – I'm shocked that went that way. Like, you haven't had a D-tackle hurt in 3 years. Yeah, they're probably going to get hurt. Guess what? You had a generational draft to fortify there. You got cute.
Michael Pierce got hurt for a little while last year.
When's the last time they've drafted a pass rusher and he's made it and he hasn't been developmental? He hasn't taken 2 or 3 years to come along.
That would be Terrell Suggs.
Yeah. Been a minute. When's this guy? Has this guy ever done it? No, he thought he was doing it with Owe. The guy still can't get the job done. So, like, but that's how they built their team. A lot of people were saying, go get somebody so you've got Mike Green insurance so that Mike Green can just come in on 3rd and 15 and pick up 7 to 8 sacks over the course of a year that way. No, Mike Green's getting exposed now, just like Sunglasses at Night's getting exposed.
Yeah, Eric's got to wear some of this. He has to. We were talking all offseason about the pass rush, lack thereof. It's been worse than I even thought it would be to start the year. And the defensive line, that was a huge question mark, and the lack of depth. And it's still shocking you wait till the 6th round to select a defensive tackle there. So in the trenches, and especially defensive line and edge, and throw O-line in there, definitely neglected.
Trippy, you're on the Fab.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm glad y'all had me next, because that last caller, he sounds stupid. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, first of all,
that's
like,
not nice, Trippy.
All right, I apologize.
Are you taking a shot at Rashawn? No.
Nah, but Rashawn, because he's still a Cowboys fan. I told him his last game as a Cowboys fan, look, he finished in the tie.
He spent all that money to see a tie.
Yeah.
Exactly. But look, this is what I wanted to say, though, right? Just hear me out. I know, like, I admit, like, EDC, he probably did mess up on a couple, you know, positions, getting some positions out there, like, you know, pass rushers, better linemen, right?
That's pretty important.
But let's go back to the head coach. Like, that wasn't an EDC hire. Like, maybe EDC want his own head coach. Like, I want to see EDC with a new head coach, and then we can see. Because EDC do be bringing players in here, and for some reason, John Harbaugh can't coach the players, and these other assistant coaches, I don't know what they're doing.
So like, think they're good players, they just take a coach
out.
He's
drafted have left here and blown
awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot, though, but cool. I mean, it's a part of the game when, you know, we got to sign Lamar Jackson back. Like, I'm being honest with you, though. Like, and one thing about EDC, even when he traded Hollywood, at least he got a first-round draft pick for him. He traded Orlando Brown back.
Look, the owner's the reason you waited so long with Lamar, and he cost you more than he did, but EDC's got to wear that because owners don't wear anything. So I'm going to say they treated the Lamar contract like he was a naive waif they could get over on. It took them 18 months longer to get it done than it should have. That cost them money. That cost them cap space. That cost them collateral and capital with that young man who had to declare a trade
or
right
demand a
before
trade.
Them to even get it done.
Yeah.
So you going to put that on Harbaugh?
I don't put that on Harps.
They can all go. You can blow the whole thing up. Like, I'm not sitting here saying save anybody. Yeah. But
save, like, Zach Orr.
The idea that personnel isn't completely interwoven in this. Bro, the head coach is called. We all think Monk's pretty damn smart. He's calling Monk out like crazy to deflect from the fact that they don't have the Jimmy Joes and that there's nobody who's playing winning football on an entire unit of this team. Yeah. There's nobody over there playing winning football.
Let's grab Mason. Mason, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Hey there.
Hey, man. So I got a couple. I had this in my notes, but obviously all this news came out today. So I find it real. John Harbaugh is being real nonchalant for me. You know, there's no urgency in his voice. He's not pissed off. He seems like the shy kid in the back of the class when he talks. Time management, right? I found it hilarious that he said, I thought we would get it off. It's a dual responsibility. If you're looking at the clock and your quarterback's trying to get your offense into line and get them right, and if you don't think you have enough time, you're the only person on the sidelines that can call the timeout.
Yep.
So even with the lack of experience, there we go. Lack of experience, I think we should start Peebles in the middle because we are getting ran through on the offensive side.
You know he's a little light in the rear, right?
He ain't the answer there, brother.
Yeah, he's light.
We don't have an answer right now either. I mean, we got to try something. I think we should make some late-round pick calls for, you know, some experienced guys like Calais Campbell, Cam Jordan, for example, maybe even Matt Judon, just to get some experience on the side of the ball, especially with Calais and Judon because they've already been on the team.
They could have signed Judon a month ago.
Yeah. Hey, Calais Campbell's three sacks. Yeah.
He's playing great. Like, they're not. I mean, that coach is coaching for his job. That GM's coaching for his job. They're not trading Calais Campbell. Like, I mean, yeah, we talked about Cam Jordan last week. I mean, yeah, but like, if you're that broke, you think they're trading third and fourth round picks to try to take a defense from being 32nd in the league to 28th?
Yeah,
like, I don't think
what's Cam Jordan
they're always playing
the
long game. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're going to do it.
We'll get back to this conversation. By the way, we'll take more of your calls coming up at 4:45 before 405-831-0057. But the Orioles, they were busy yesterday, some press conferences. Season's over. What does Mike Bordick think about the future of the Baltimore Orioles? He joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.